Okay, let's unpack this. Wall Street can feel like a black box sometimes, full of numbers flashing by faster than you can possibly track them. It's easy to get lost in the constant stream of information, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of trades and price changes.
Absolutely. It's a lot to take in.
But buried in those numbers are stories, crucial insights about what investors are really thinking, what big news might be brewing just beneath the surface, and exactly where surprising, unexpected activity is happening right now.
Right.
Today, June 6, 2025, offers a fascinating example of this, with some real outliers popping up on the radar.
It does. And while headlines grab attention, delving into the raw trading data, specifically volume, provides a direct signal of where the market's energy is concentrated on any given day. It's less about punditry and more about observing where the collective action is taking place. When volume surges in a particular stock, it's like seeing a crowd suddenly gathering something is definitely drawing them in, and understanding why they're there is key.
Exactly. And that's precisely why we're diving into a report highlighting the top 10 stocks showing unusual trading activity by volume today. This isn't based on opinions, it digs into the fundamental data.
Yeah, the raw numbers.
The sheer number of shares changing hands compared to their typical average, the resulting price movements driven by that activity, and the potential underlying reasons or catalysts the report identifies as driving this surge.
Think of this report as a real-time snapshot, almost like a high-resolution image of specific corners of the market that are currently buzzing. Volume is, quite literally, the fuel behind price changes.
Right.
A dramatic spike tells you there's intense interest either buying or selling far beyond the stock's usual rhythm. Our mission is to explore this data-driven map and understand what it reveals.
Our goal for this deep dive, specifically tailored for you, our listener, is to go through this list, stock by stock, and extract the most important nuggets of knowledge or insight. We want to understand, what does unusual volume actually tell us in practice, beyond just activity? What kind of companies are typically ending up on this kind of list? And does today's list show any patterns? Most importantly, what are the potential catalysts, the pieces of news, the future events, the shifts in market sentiment that this report suggests might be driving this sudden, intense interest?
Yeah, the why behind the volume.
Exactly. We're going to look at all the specific data points provided in the report, the precise price changes, the scale of the volume spikes, the fundamental company basics, analyst views where available, and even mentions of social media buzz to get a clearer, more informed picture of what's genuinely capturing the market's attention right now.
We'll use the report as our sole source, unpacking the information it presents for each company. It's a snapshot of today's action, and by analyzing the details provided, we can gain valuable insights into the dynamics at play.
Okay.
We'll see why each company earned its spot on this list, and what the data suggests about the potential factors driving this heightened interest.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's dive right into the top of the list. The company that saw the absolute highest level of unusual volume today, according to this report.
Leading the pack, right at number one, is TGB Taseko Mines Ltd.
And the volume story here is more than just unusual. It's pretty wild. The report shows TGB saw over 47 million shares trade hands just today.
47 million.
Now, let's put that in perspective. The report states its typical average daily volume is somewhere between 4.8 to 6 million shares.
That magnitude of difference is truly significant. We're talking roughly 8 to 10 times their average daily trading volume compressed into a single trading day.
Wow.
When you see a surge like that, it's not random noise. It signifies a massive influx of trading interest far beyond the ordinary rhythm of the stock. It tells you a large number of market participants, potentially large institutional players, alongside increased retail activity, are focusing heavily on TGB today.
So who exactly is Taseko Mines, and why might they be attracting this level of attention? The report describes them as a mining company primarily operating in British Columbia, Canada, and Arizona, USA.
Right.
Their main focus is producing copper and molybdenum.
And the report makes the connection explicit. It states that TGB's performance is highly correlated to fluctuating copper and molybdenum prices and the broader global economic growth outlook.
Okay.
Copper, in particular, is absolutely fundamental right now. It's often called Dr. Copper because its price is seen as an indicator of economic health, and it's critically needed for global electrification efforts and green energy infrastructure.
Right, EVs, solar.
Exactly. Everything from electric vehicles and their charging stations to solar panels and modernizing power grids relies heavily on copper. The report suggests that expectations around strong copper demand could be a major driver here.
And we saw that surge in interest reflected directly in the price today. The report notes that TGB closed yesterday at $2.60 and is trading around $3.05.
Yeah.
That's a jump of over 17% in a single trading session.
Right. When you have that much volume, 47 million shares trading hands, and the price moves up so sharply, it strongly indicates that the buying pressure significantly outweighed the selling pressure throughout the day.
Makes sense.
Buyers were willing to pay increasingly higher prices to acquire shares, absorbing that massive volume.
The report suggests several potential catalysts driving this interest, including those fluctuating copper and molybdenum prices we mentioned, the broader global economic outlook, which impacts commodity demand, changes in mining regulations, and company-specific operational news like production reports from their mines or developments related to new projects. It really seems like the market is viewing TGB primarily through the lens of that expected strong demand for copper and critical minerals needed for the energy transition.
The outlook provided in the report aligns perfectly with this interpretation. It assigns a medium to high probability of the stock going higher. The suggested holding period is medium term, generally 3 to 12 months, which is often associated with playing the commodity cycle itself, or long term, looking out beyond 12 months, if you're focused on the sustained growth trend for critical minerals like copper.
So it depends on your view of the copper cycle.
Exactly. This holding period recommendation directly ties back to the commodity price correlation mentioned. Your investment horizon depends on your view of the copper cycle and the long-term energy transition.
Looking at the financials provided in the report, we see an interesting, perhaps slightly mixed picture. The report gives EPS figures of 09 cents for the current year, projected to rise significantly to $0.35 next year.
A big jump projected there.
Yeah, but it notes that over the past 5 years, EPS growth has been negative, around negative 14.93%.
Okay, so recent history isn't great on the earnings front.
Right. And sales over the past 5 years show positive growth at 13.91%, but year-over-year sales growth is currently negative at negative 14.38%.
This financial snapshot reveals a potential disconnect, a tension perhaps, between recent performance and the market's forward-looking view. Current earnings per share are low, and both recent EPS growth and year-over-year sales have been negative. Yet the analyst target price range in the report is $3.50 to $4, significantly above today's trading price, even after the jump.
Right.
This, coupled with the massive volume and price increase today, suggests investors are largely looking past the recent financial dips and are focused intensely on the anticipated future earnings, likely tied to higher future copper prices or successful execution on new projects.
So the market's betting on the future, not the past.
Precisely. Today's price jump is clearly moving the stock towards the lower end of that analyst target range, indicating the market is starting to price in some of that future optimism.
The report also provides details about the trading mechanics today. It notes the short float is 5-7%, which is a moderate level of investors betting against the stock.
Okay, not extremely high short interest, but it's there.
But it also highlights the off-exchange short volume ratio is over 53%.
That off-exchange short volume ratio is a significant data point, and one we'll see pop up again. It means that over half of the short-selling volume today happened away from the traditional public exchanges.
Like in dark pools.
Exactly. In venues like dark pools or through direct trades. This, combined with the overall astronomical volume, adds a layer of complexity beyond simple buyers meeting sellers on the main order book. It suggests that a considerable portion of the activity involves more sophisticated participants, possibly engaging in hedging strategies, large block trades, or other institutional maneuvers that aren't fully transparent on the public exchanges.
Interesting.
The report also notes a lack of widespread social media rumors surrounding TGB today, which could suggest the activity is being driven more by fundamental views on commodities and Taseko's specific operational prospects among larger, perhaps more informed investors, rather than being fueled by broad speculative online chatter.
So less meme stock, more fundamental commodity play.
That seems to be the picture painted by the data here.
So summing up TGD's story today, its unusual volume is very strongly linked to the broader positive outlook and momentum for copper and critical minerals, amplified by specific potential related to Taseko's operations.
Yep.
The trading activity, including notable off-exchange volume, suggests significant interest, likely involving larger market participants positioning themselves based on this commodity outlook, with a forward-looking view overriding recent financial performance.
A very clear picture emerging from that data, commodities and demand driving the action.
Okay, got it. Moving down the list, we find a company in a completely different sector experiencing a similar phenomenon of massive unusual volume and dramatic price action. This highlights how diverse the triggers for such activity can be.
That would be number two on the list, EYN, Eyenovia Inc.
The volume spike here is truly dramatic, even compared to TGB. The report shows over 37 million shares traded today compared to their average daily volume, which is typically just 1.5 to 2.5 million shares.
This is an immense surge, potentially putting it at 15 to 25 times its average volume. For a smaller company like Eyenovia, this kind of spike is extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's screaming that something fundamental and potentially transformative is happening, right, or is intensely anticipated by the market today.
And the price jump confirms that something big is likely driving this. The report notes Eyenovia closed yesterday at $3.14 and is trading around $4.90 today.
Wow.
That is a staggering jump of over 56% in just one single day.
That kind of single-day percentage gain is highly unusual for almost any stock and indicates a rapid, intense reaction to perceived positive news or extremely high anticipation of an imminent, significant event.
It really does.
It represents a huge sudden shift in how the market is valuing the company's prospects.
So what exactly does Eyenovia do that could trigger such a move? The report describes them as a clinical stage ophthalmic pharmaceutical technology company.
Okay, eye treatments.
Their focus is on developing microdosed eye therapeutics, with lead candidates targeting common eye conditions like pupil dilation for exams and glaucoma.
The concept of microdosing for eye treatments is a novel approach. Hmm. Instead of traditional large drops, their technology delivers tiny, precise amounts of medication.
Mm-hmm.
This could potentially lead to better distribution across the eye surface, reduce systemic side effects, and improve patient adherence, which is often an issue with chronic conditions like glaucoma. If successful, this technology could be a significant advancement.
And the report points directly to the kinds of crucial biotech catalysts that drive the sector. FDA approvals, successful clinical trial results, specifically mentioning phase two and phase three trials, which are late stage and critical.
Uh-huh, the big ones.
Partnership announcements and commercial launch updates for any approved products.
These milestones are absolutely make-or-break moments for a clinical-stage biotech company. A successful phase three trial provides the data needed for regulatory submission, and FDA approval opens the door to bringing a drug to market and generating revenue.
Huge hurdles.
Absolutely. These events validate years and millions, sometimes billions of dollars, of research and development. Conversely, a trial failure or regulatory rejection can be devastating. This intense focus on binary outcomes around specific events explains why news or even strong rumors preceding news around these catalysts could easily trigger the massive volume and price surge we're seeing today.
The report's risk assessment for EYN explicitly reflects this binary nature. It gives a medium probability of the stock going higher from here, which might seem conservative after a 56% jump.
That you'd think.
But the suggested holding period clearly ranges from short-term, signaling a focus on specific catalyst plays, to long-term, for those betting on a potential breakthrough technology. Crucially, it explicitly states high risk, high reward.
This volatility and the high-risk, high-reward label are entirely typical for biotech stocks awaiting major regulatory or trial news. The potential upside is immense if their pipeline succeeds and drugs are approved, but the downside risk, potentially to zero, is also significant if trials fail or approvals aren't granted. Investors trading Eyenovia today are almost certainly betting on a positive outcome related to an anticipated near-term catalyst.
Looking at the financials provided in the report underscores the reality of being a clinical stage company. EPS numbers are consistently negative. The Dilliter's 49 cents projected for this year, projected to improve slightly, but remain negative at $1.35 next year.
Burning cash.
Definitely. Sales growth is also starkly negative, not even 100% year over year.
Yeah.
This picture is common, a company burning significant cash on research and development with no substantial product revenue yet.
Exactly. For a company at this stage of biotech development, traditional financial metrics like current EPS or sales are less relevant than the potential future value of their drug pipeline.
It's all about the potential.
Right. The stock price and the analyst target price range, $7 to $10 listed in the report, are not based on current profitability. They are entirely based on the future potential earnings that could be generated if their drugs are successfully developed, approved, and commercialized. The market is valuing the possibility, the potential payoff of that breakthrough. Today's price jump moving towards that analyst target range shows the market is pricing in increased optimism about that potential.
The report notes a 10-15% short float, meaning a notable portion of investors are betting against the stock.
So, still some skepticism there, too.
It also mentions social media discussions regarding pipeline progress, but again, no major widespread rumors.
The short interest suggests there's a significant contingent of the market skeptical about the company's prospects, perhaps doubting trial success or approval chances. The note about no widespread rumors is interesting.
Yeah.
In biotech, sometimes the information driving big moves is highly specific data released from trials, which might be complex or only initially understood by a limited number of sophisticated investors, rather than fueling broad, simple rumors. The activity today might be driven by investors positioning themselves based on a deep dive into existing trial data or anticipating the specific format and timing of an upcoming data release or regulatory update rather than general online speculation.
So a quick summary point for Eon. Its surge is a classic, albeit extreme, example of a clinical stage biotech stock reacting violently to perceived positive developments or intense anticipation around crucial clinical or regulatory milestones. It represents a high-risk, high-reward opportunity where the market is valuing future pipeline success over current financials.
It dramatically highlights how much future potential tied to very specific scientific and regulatory hurdles can dominate valuation in that sector.
Let's look at another smaller healthcare company making waves today, also in the biotech diagnostic space, showing a similar pattern of extreme volume and price movement from a lower price point.
That would be number three on our list, BJDX, Blue Jay Diagnostics, Inc.
BJDX saw significant unusual volume today, over 36 million shares traded, vastly exceeding its average daily volume of just 500,000 to 1 million shares.
Another massive proportional increase, potentially 36 to 72 times its average volume. Like Ionovia, this kind of surge in a smaller company strongly suggests intense, focused interest today, likely driven by a specific event or expectation.
And the price responded with a solid increase. It closed yesterday at $1.52 and is trading around $2.17 today. That's a jump of over 42%.
A very strong single-day move, especially considering the lower absolute price point. Stocks trading in this sub-$5 penny stock territory can see huge percentage swings on what might seem like relatively small dollar moves simply because the starting base is low.
Right. The percentages look huge even if the dollar amount is small. What does Blue Jay Diagnostics actually do? The report states they are a medical diagnostics company developing a rapid point-of-care test for acute kidney injury, or AKI.
Acute kidney injury is a serious condition, and early detection is absolutely crucial for better patient outcomes. A rapid, easy-to-use test that can be performed at the point of care, perhaps in a doctor's office or emergency room, could be a significant medical tool, potentially improving diagnosis and treatment speed.
The catalysts driving this stock, according to the report, are very similar to other biotechs on the list, highly correlated to FDA approvals for their test, clinical trial results validating the test's effectiveness, partnership agreements to commercialize it, and funding news to support development.
Same story, different biotech.
Pretty much. But the report is quite upfront about the risk involved. The probability of the stock going higher is rated low to medium, and it is explicitly called a biotech penny stock carrying high risk.
This is important context. The lower price point, the specific focus on a single diagnostic test, and likely the earlier stage of development compared to a company with multiple drugs and late-stage trials, all contribute to a higher risk profile.
Okay.
The report emphasizing high risk makes it clear this is a highly speculative play, essentially a bet on the potential for their diagnostic technology to navigate the regulatory process and prove its value in clinical use.
The financials provided certainly reflect that early speculative stage. Consistently negative EPS year after year, 29 this year, 20.85 next. Sales are also negative over the past 5 years and year over year, negative 100%. The report explicitly states NA for projected EPS over the next 5 years because they are currently unprofitable, and notes no widespread analyst coverage for target price. Highly speculative.
This data confirms that the current trading activity is driven almost entirely by future hopes and speculation. There's no existing profitable business or widespread analyst consensus on its valuation.
Right.
The market activity today is purely based on the potential for their diagnostic technology to eventually get regulatory approval and gain market traction, which is still an uncertain outcome.
The report notes a 5-10% short float and an off-exchange short volume ratio of 38.84%. Social media discussions are limited but present on penny stock forums, often speculative.
The presence of discussions on penny stock forums is telling. These forums often attract a crowd interested in lower-priced, high-potential, and high-risk stocks that could see large percentage moves on news. While the activity isn't necessarily driven solely by these forums, they can sometimes amplify interest and contribute to the volume spokes as speculative traders share information or excitement about potential catalysts.
Right, creates a bit of buzz.
Exactly. The off-exchange short-volume ratio, while lower than some others, still indicates a notable portion of trading isn't happening on the main public exchanges.
So, a quick summary point for BJBX. This is a highly speculative play on a potential medical breakthrough in diagnostics, with today's significant volume and price jump indicating intense risk-on trading driven by anticipation of specific news like clinical data or regulatory updates, particularly amplified within the speculative penny stock community.
It's a clear example of volume being driven by pure future potential and high-stakes catalysts in the biotech space.
Now for something completely different, leaving healthcare behind for an education technology company facing some very unique and modern challenges.
Number four on our list, CHGG, Chegg, Inc.
Chegg saw elevated volume today. Over 26 million shares traded compared to their average daily volume of 3 to 5 million.
Still a very significant increase, putting it at 5 to 8 times its average. While not the 1,000% proportional jump of some smaller stocks, this level of volume in a more established company signals strong, focused interest and suggests something material is impacting trading today.
And they had a notable price jump as well, especially given the headwinds they've faced. Closed at $1.21 yesterday, trading around $1.64 today, a jump of over 35.5%.
That's a strong single-day move for a company like Chegg, particularly considering its recent struggles. It suggests that whatever news or sentiment shift is driving the volume is quite impactful and is changing the market's immediate perception of the stock.
What exactly is Chegg's core business? The report says they are an education technology company providing online homework help, textbook rentals, and various student services.
The traditional model.
This has been their established model for years.
And the report explicitly highlights the central challenge and the key catalysts driving market interest. Earnings reports, subscriber growth numbers, which have been under pressure, announcements about AI integration into their platform, and the competitive landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Crucially, the report explicitly mentions Chegg facing challenges from AI tools. This is the defining narrative for Chegg right now, how they are adapting to disruptive technology.
So this volume surge and price jump are directly related to how the market is processing recent developments or expectations around Chegg's efforts to navigate the landscape where powerful AI tools like large language models can potentially offer similar homework assistance services.
Exactly. The market is keenly watching to see if Chegg can successfully integrate AI into its own offerings, differentiate itself, or find a new viable business model in an age where basic AI tutoring is increasingly available.
Right, it's a pivot or perish situation, maybe.
It certainly feels high stakes. The outlook given in the report reinforces this transitional state. Probability of going higher is rated medium. The suggested holding period is medium to long term, specifically stated as it navigates market changes. This language indicates the market views Chegg as a company in flux, whose future performance depends heavily on its ability to successfully pivot and adapt to this technological disruption.
Looking at the financials provided paints a picture of a business under significant pressure from these market changes. EPS is just barely positive this year, 0.09, and projected to remain flat next year, 0.09.
Not much growth there.
Worse, EPS growth was negative over the past 5 years, negative 18.73% growth, and year over year, negative 12.5%. Sales are also shrinking, negative over the past 5 years, negative 7.02%, and significantly negative year over year, negative 20%.
These numbers clearly show a business model under stress, experiencing declining revenue and stagnant or negative earnings growth.
Yeah, it looks tough.
However, the analyst target price range listed in the report is wide, from $2 to $3.50 with high dispersion. Yeah, it's a technical term, meaning analysts have very different target prices for the stock, reflecting significant uncertainty and disagreement about Chegg's future prospects and its ability to adapt.
Okay. So analysts are split.
Very split. Today's price jump is moving the stock towards the lower end of that analyst target range, perhaps indicating some cautious optimism about recent developments. But the wide range still underscores the uncertainty analysts feel.
The report notes Chegg has a high short float, between 15-20%, indicating a substantial portion of investors are betting against the company. Its off-exchange short volume ratio is 41.61%.
Okay, that's significant short interest.
Social media discussions, according to the report, revolve around AI impact and new product features.
The high short interest is particularly notable here. A significant segment of the market remains highly skeptical of Chegg's long-term viability against AI competition. This means that while today's volume shows buying interest, there's also a large pool of investors expecting the price to fall.
Could lead to volatility.
Absolutely. High short interest can sometimes contribute to volatile upward moves if positive sentiment shifts rapidly, forcing short sellers to buy shares to cover their positions, a phenomenon often called a short squeeze, though the report doesn't explicitly use that term.
Right.
The social media buzz confirms that the AI battle and Chegg's strategic response are absolutely central to the public discussion around the stock. The off-exchange volume ratio also points to significant trading activity happening outside traditional exchanges.
So a quick summary point for Chegg. Its unusual volume and strong price jump today are driven by the intense ongoing narrative of its fight for relevance against disruptive AI technology.
Mm-hmm.
Investors are reacting strongly to recent developments or expectations around its adaptation strategy, all occurring within a context of significant skepticism from short sellers reflected in the high short interest.
It's a compelling real-time example of a company grappling with technological disruption and the market reacting to its attempts to transform itself.
Let's shift back to biotech for a moment, looking at a company focused on a specific disease area that's also seeing significant volume today.
Number five on our list is URGN, UroGen Pharma Ltd.
UroGen saw high volume relative to its average today. Over 19 million shares traded compared to an average daily volume of just 500,000 to 1 million shares.
Another dramatic proportional increase, potentially 19 to 38 times its average volume. This level of activity in a biotech stock points very strongly towards significant news, a major clinical or regulatory milestone, or intense anticipation thereof.
And the price reflected that intensity with a strong jump. It closed yesterday at $5.14 and is trading around $7.39 today. That's a jump of over 43.7%.
A very strong single-day move, entirely typical of how biotech stocks react to perceived positive news or high anticipation around key pipeline developments. It signals a rapid increase in market optimism for the company's future prospects.
What is UroGen Pharma focused on? The report describes them as a biotechnology company developing novel solutions for urothelial cancers and other urologic diseases.
Urothelial cancers affect the lining of the urinary tract, including the bladder, ureters, and renal pelvis. These are specific and often serious cancers.
Okay.
Developing new, innovative therapies for these diseases is a significant medical need, and success in bringing a new treatment to market can have a major impact, both medically and financially.
The catalysts listed in the report mirror the biotech trend we're seeing and are highly specific to their development stage, highly correlated to FDA approvals for their drug candidates, successful clinical trial results, mentioning phases 2 and 3.
Late stage trials, key.
Talk commercial launch updates if they have an approved product, and developments related to intellectual property protecting their technologies.
These are the critical inflection points for a biotech company focused on developing specific treatments. Positive outcomes in late-stage clinical trials provide the efficacy and safety data needed for regulatory review, and FDA approval is the gateway to commercialization and revenue. Developments around patents are also key, as they protect the market exclusivity for successful drugs. The market is clearly reacting to information or anticipation related to these crucial events.
The outlook provided in the report suggests that UroGen might be further along in its development pipeline compared to some of the earlier stage biotechs we discussed. The probability of going higher is rated medium to high.
Medium to high, okay.
The suggested holding period is medium to long term, described as for biotech growth.
That higher probability rating and the suggested holding period, particularly the medium to high probability of further upside, differentiates it slightly from the high-risk, high-reward framing for earlier stages.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests analysts in the market may view UroGen as having more established clinical data or being closer to potential commercialization milestones, making it less purely speculative and more of a growth play within the biotech sector if their pipeline continues to progress successfully.
The financials show a company that is still investing heavily in R&D, but is also potentially starting to see some revenue or has seen past sales growth. Consistently negative EPS, $2.48 this year, $2 next, indicating they are not yet profitable due to ongoing research and development costs.
Still spending a lot on R&D.
However, sales growth over the past 5 years is positive at 7.00%, and year-over-year sales growth is also positive at 15.00%.
This financial picture suggests a company that is still in the R&D phase, consuming cash to develop its therapies, but which may have an approved product already on the market, contributing some revenue, or generating revenue through partnerships.
Okay, so maybe some initial sales.
Possibly. This is a common transition phase for biotechs before they potentially become profitable if their main candidates are successful. The analyst target price range in the report is $10 to $15, significantly above the current price, indicating strong analyst optimism about the potential market size and commercial success of their therapies if they clear the remaining hurdles.
Social media discussions mentioned in the report focus specifically on trial outcomes and the potential market size for Urogen's therapies.
This is exactly what you'd expect for a biotech at this stage. Investors are intensely scrutinizing any information released about their clinical trials because the success or failure of those trials directly impacts the company's future prospects and the potential size of the market their drugs could address.
Makes sense.
The discussions reflect this deep interest in the data and the commercial potential.
So a quick summary point for Urogen. Its volume surge and strong price jump today likely reflect positive sentiment or anticipation regarding its late-stage clinical pipeline and the potential for its therapies to address a specific, significant medical need in urothelial cancers.
Yep.
The analyst targets suggest considerable future upside is anticipated if their development path continues successfully.
A strong example of a biotech reacting positively to perceived progress in its core mission of drug development.
Shifting gears again, let's look at a company involved in building the foundational materials for the future of batteries, particularly for electric vehicles.
Number six is ELBM, Electra Battery Materials Corp.
ELBM saw elevated volume today. Over 12 million shares traded compared to their average daily volume of 1 to 2 million shares.
Another significant proportional increase, putting it at 6 to 12 times its average volume. This indicates increased attention and trading activity, likely tied to macro trends in the battery space or specific company progress.
The price reaction was more modest than some of the high-flying biotechs or Chegg, though. It closed yesterday at $1.03 and is trading around $1.03 today, a jump of 6.8%.
While the volume is clearly unusual, the price increase is less dramatic. This could imply that while there is significant activity, there might also be substantial selling volume today, absorbing some of the buying pressure. Or that the news driving the volume is perceived as less immediately impactful on the price than a biotech catalyst. Perhaps more about steady progress than a sudden breakthrough. It suggests interest is building, but perhaps without the same level of urgency or unanimous positive conviction as we saw with EN or URGN.
What does Electra Battery Materials do? According to the report, they are focused on building a low-carbon battery materials park in North America. This facility aims to process critical materials like cobalt and nickel and also handle the recycling of battery black mass.
Black mass, yeah, the recycled stuff.
The material recovered from spent lithium-ion batteries.
These materials, cobalt, nickel, lithium, etc., are absolutely critical components for the batteries that power electric vehicles and energy storage systems.
Right.
Building processing capacity for these materials in North America is seen as strategically important for establishing secure domestic supply chains, reducing reliance on overseas processing, and supporting the growth of the EV industry in the region.
The catalysts listed in the report tie directly to this capital-intensive development phase. Correlation to construction progress on their facility, announcements about securing funding, signing supply agreements with potential customers like EV makers or battery manufacturers.
Key milestones for a project like this.
And relevant government policies supporting domestic critical minerals production.
This is a business where progress is measured in construction milestones, securing financing, and signing contracts. These are tangible steps required to build the infrastructure needed before large-scale production can begin.
Mm-hmm.
Any positive news on these fronts demonstrates progress and can act as a driver for investor interest and volume. Government policies, like incentives for EV manufacturing or critical minerals production, also directly impact the economic viability and strategic importance of projects like this.
The outlook provided in the report reflects the long timeline required to build this kind of industrial facility. The probability of going higher is rated medium. The suggested holding period is long-term, explicitly stated as 1+ year, as projects develop and come online.
This strongly suggests the market views ELBM as a long-term investment story, tied to the successful multi-year execution of their plan to build and commission this battery materials park.
So, patience required.
Definitely. The returns are expected to come not from an immediate catalyst, but from the facility successfully becoming operational and contributing to the supply chain.
The financials reflect the stage of building infrastructure, not yet running a profitable operation. Consistently negative EPS, $1.09 this year, $1.06 next, with NA for projected EPS over the next 5 years because they are currently unprofitable and focused on development.
Makes sense for this stage.
Sales over the past 5 years are positive at 10.00%, which might reflect earlier activities or small-scale operations, but the current EPS situation shows they are very much in an investment and development phase, consuming capital to build the future business.
Like the early-stage biotechs, current profitability is not the story here. Valuation is tied to the potential future profitability once the facility is built, processing materials, and generating revenue.
Oh.
The analyst target price range, $1.50 to $2.50, listed in the report, is moderately above the current price, reflecting the potential upside if they successfully complete construction and begin production, but also acknowledging the execution risks involved in large-scale industrial projects.
Social media discussions mentioned in the report focus on the EV supply chain more broadly, government grants that could support their project, and the project timelines themselves.
This highlights how investor interest in ELBM is often linked to those major macro trends. The massive growth of the electric vehicle market, the geopolitical push for secure domestic supply chains for critical battery materials, and the specific progress of their facility project. Discussions are likely centered on how these larger forces might impact ELBM's prospects.
So, a quick summary point for ELBM. Its unusual volume seems driven by growing investor interest in the critical EV battery material supply chain narrative and the progress of their specific facility project in North America. Mm-hmm. It's framed as a long-term investment thesis tied to a major industrial trend rather than a short-term speculative catalyst.
Building the essential infrastructure for the future of electrified transportation is the core story here.
Staying within the clean energy theme, but shifting focus from battery materials to hydrogen and fuel cell technology.
Number 7 on our list, FCEL, Fuel Cell Energy, Inc.
FCEL saw significantly higher volume today, almost 12 million shares traded compared to their average daily volume of 3 to 5 million shares.
Similar pattern to Chegg elevated volume, about 2 to 4 times its average, but not the extreme proportional surge of the microcap stocks. Still, a clear signal of increased market attention and trading activity today.
And they experienced a solid price increase today as well. Closed yesterday at $5.20 and is trading around $6.45 today, a jump of 24%.
A strong single-day move indicating positive sentiment today, likely tied to recent news, broader momentum in the hydrogen sector, or perhaps reaction to analyst commentary.
What exactly does Fuel Cell Energy do? The report describes them as a global leader in fuel cell technology, developing and manufacturing stationary power plants designed for clean energy generation.
Fuel cells are devices that generate electricity through a chemical reaction, often using hydrogen. They are seen as a key technology for decarbonizing various sectors, particularly for stationary power generation, where traditional combustion engines might be used.
Right.
They play a significant role in the vision of a developing hydrogen economy, where hydrogen serves as a clean fuel source.
The catalysts listed in the report are highly correlated to the growth and adoption of that hydrogen market. Correlation to winning new projects or contracts for their power plants, strategic partnerships with other energy companies or industrial users, government funding initiatives aimed at boosting the hydrogen economy, and technological advancements in their fuel cell designs.
The fortunes of Fuel Cell Energy are very closely tied to the overall development and adoption rate of the hydrogen economy. Winning a significant new project demonstrates market traction and can be a strong catalyst. Partnerships can open new markets or provide necessary funding. Government support for hydrogen infrastructure is also a major factor influencing investor interest and the company's potential market size.
The outlook provided in the report again ties the company's prospects to this broader trend. Probability of going higher is rated medium. The suggested holding period is medium to long term, stated as the hydrogen economy develops.
This reinforces that investing in FCEL to a significant extent is a bet on the successful, widespread development and implementation of the hydrogen economy itself.
Right, it's a bet on the whole sector, almost.
Pretty much. The stock's performance will likely be heavily influenced by progress and milestones within that entire ecosystem, not just company-specific execution in isolation.
Looking at the financials provided shows a company that is still unprofitable, but might be seeing some improvements or managing costs more effectively. Negative EPS, $0.32 this year, $0.29, indicating they are not yet generating a profit.
Still losing money.
However, year-over-year EPS growth is positive. 10.00%, suggesting profitability is moving in the right direction, even if still negative overall.
Okay, some improvement there.
Sales year over year are negative 10.00% though, and only modest sales growth over the past 5 years, 2.65%.
This financial picture suggests a company that has struggled with consistent top-line growth, negative recent sales growth, but might be making progress on the cost or operational side. Positive EPS growth, even from a negative base. They are clearly still in a growth phase where they need to win significant contracts to scale up revenue and eventually reach profitability.
Notably, the report highlights that FCEL has a higher short float than many others on this list, between 20-25%.
Wow, that's quite high. Significant skepticism.
This means a significant portion of investors are betting against the stock. It also has a high off-exchange short volume ratio of 58.3%. The report mentions active social media discussions on hydrogen infrastructure, new contracts, and earnings expectations.
That higher short interest points to significant skepticism from a large segment of the market regarding FuelCell Energy's ability to capture a profitable share of the hydrogen market or reach sustainable profitability. The high off exchange ratio, again, suggests complex trading dynamics happening outside the main public exchanges, potentially involving larger players or algorithmic strategies. The active social media presence confirms that there is significant retail investor interest and discussion around FCEL, often focused on the big picture hydrogen trend and potential contract wins.
Right.
This combination of high retail interest and emerging sector and high short interest can often lead to significant price volatility.
So a quick summary point for FCEL. Its volume surge and strong price jump today are likely linked to momentum within the broader hydrogen sector, potential news about new projects or partnerships, and active investor discussions surrounding the company's role in this emerging energy trend, all occurring alongside significant skepticism from short sellers reflected in the high short interest.
It's a volatile play on the potential growth of a major future energy market.
Now, let's pivot to two companies squarely in the drone space, highlighting its growing importance across various industries, from agriculture to defense.
Up first in the drone category, and number 8 on our list, UMAC, Unusual Machines, Inc.
This one has a massive proportional volume increase today. The report shows over 9.9 million shares traded today versus a highly variable average daily volume that the report puts between 500,000 and 1 million shares.
For a smaller, likely newer company indicated by the name Unusual Machines and the emerging descriptor,
right,
this volume jump is extraordinary, but potentially 10 to 20 times its average volume.
Huge jump.
This kind of surge, particularly in a less established company with limited historical data, often signals intense speculative interest, reaction to very recent news, or perhaps even being targeted by specific trading strategies.
The report describes UMA simply as an emerging drone technology company, classifying it under technology, aerospace, and defense sectors.
Drones have rapidly expanding applications across numerous fields: consumer photography, industrial inspection, package delivery, military surveillance, agriculture, and more.
Right.
Being an emerging company means they are likely in the very early stages of developing or bringing a product to market.
The price increase was decent today, but perhaps less dramatic than the proportional volume might suggest. It closed yesterday at $6.52 and is trading around $7.43 today, a jump of 13.96%.
A good jump, certainly, especially for an early stage company. But the fact that such immense volume resulted in only a 14% move, rather than a much larger percentage surge we saw in some biotechs, could imply several things based on the data provided.
Okay.
Perhaps there was substantial selling volume today absorbing some of the buying, or maybe the stock is already highly volatile due to its stage. And this kind of move, while large in absolute volume, isn't entirely out of character percentage-wise when its average volume is so tiny.
Right. The baseline is low and variable.
Exactly. The report's note about variable average volume suggests its typical trading isn't stable.
The catalyst and risk assessment provided align perfectly with an early-stage company in a hot sector. Correlation to product announcements, they likely don't have products widely available yet, winning early contract wins, regulatory developments impacting drone use, and crucial funding rounds.
On the early stage stuff.
The report explicitly rates it as high risk, high reward. The suggested holding period is short-term for speculation or long-term only if a niche emerges.
This framing is very clear. For a very new company like this, any positive development, even a small contract, a prototype demonstration, or securing a round of funding to continue operations can have an outsized impact on the stock price and volume because there is limited fundamental business or historical data for investors to evaluate the company on.
Yeah, very sensitive to news.
It's largely based on future potential and speculation.
The financials provided confirm this early stage. Consistently negative EPS, $1.49 this year to $1.45 next, and crucially, NA for most historical or future EPS and sales data, with the explicit note, recent IPO, limited data.
Very little history to go on.
There's also NA for analyst target price, listed as highly speculative.
This data explicitly tells you this is a company with virtually no track record, currently burning cash heavily on development, and where any valuation is purely based on speculation about future potential in a rapidly evolving market. There are no established financial fundamentals to anchor the price, making it highly susceptible to news and sentiment.
Short interest is listed as not readily available, which is common for very new or small companies, likely indicating a low traditional short float.
Okay.
However, the off-exchange short volume ratio is high at 54.60%. Social media discussions, according to the report, are likely highly speculative on platforms like X, formerly Twitter, and penny stock forums, based on potential product launches or market disruption hopes.
The high off-exchange ratio, even without known short interest on main exchanges, suggests significant activity, possibly involving sophisticated traders or algorithms, happening away from public view. Coupled with the speculative social media discussions, it paints a picture of volume, driven by a mix of pure speculation among retail traders and potentially more complex positioning by others based on limited public information about this emerging company in an exciting sector.
So a quick summary point for UMS. Its extraordinary, unusual volume today is likely driven purely by speculation and anticipation around a very early stage company in the exciting, high potential, but high risk drone technology sector. With limited fundamental data, its trading is heavily influenced by hopes for future product launches or market disruption.
A clear poster child for speculative volume in an emerging industry.
Right behind UMA's on the list is another company in the drone space, perhaps slightly more established based on the data provided in the report.
That's number 9, UAVS, Eagle Aerial Systems, Inc.
UAVS also saw significantly higher volume today. Over 9.8 million shares traded compared to their average daily volume of 1.5 to 2.5 million shares.
Another large proportional jump, putting it at roughly 4 to 6.5 times its average volume. This signals strong increased interest, similar in magnitude relative to average volume, as companies like Chegg or Fuel Cell Energy.
The report describes Eagle as a drone and data analytics company, focusing on providing solutions for industries like agriculture, energy, and government.
This description suggests Eagle offers a broader suite of services than just drone hardware. They provide integrated solutions, likely combining drones, sensors, and software to capture and analyze data for specific industrial applications.
Ah, so the data is key.
Exactly. This positions them as a provider of data-driven insights enabled by drone technology rather than just a drone manufacturer.
They had a solid price increase today, closed yesterday at $1.06 and is trading around $1.24 today, a jump of 16.98%.
A notable jump, particularly from a lower price point, indicating positive sentiment driven by today's increased trading volume.
The catalysts and outlook in the report point to growth within the sector. Correlation to launching new products, securing contract wins with customers in their target industries, potential acquisitions to expand their capabilities, and company earnings reports.
More typical growth drivers.
The probability of going higher is rated medium. The suggested holding period is medium to long term, specifically for growth in the drone sector.
This framing clearly positions UAVS as a growth play within the emerging commercial drone industry. Securing significant contracts in sectors like agriculture or energy would be key drivers, demonstrating real-world application and revenue potential for their integrated solutions. The outlook suggests investors view this as a company poised to benefit from the broader expansion of commercial drone use.
The financials provided paint a picture of a company that has seen some past growth, but is still in a development phase trying to achieve consistent profitability. Negative EPS, $2.45 this year, $1.40 next, indicating current losses.
Still losing money.
However, the report projects positive EPS over the next 5 years at 20.00%, suggesting analysts see a path to profitability.
Okay, future profitability expected.
Sales over the past 5 years show positive growth at 10.00%, although year-over-year sales are negative 10.00%.
This set of financials suggests a company that has experienced past sales growth and is projected for future earnings growth, despite currently being unprofitable and having seen a recent dip in sales, negative YY. This indicates analysts and the market see the potential for this company to scale its operations, increase revenue through contract wins, and eventually reach sustainable profitability. The analyst target price range, $1.50 to $2.50, is above the current price, reinforcing analysts' view that there is potential upside based on their growth prospects in the drone market.
The report notes a 5-10% short float and a high off-exchange short volume ratio of 58.61%.
High off-exchange ratio again.
Discussions on X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit are mentioned regarding specific applications of their technology, potential government contracts, and broader market trends in the drone industry.
The social media activity confirms that retail investor interest is present, focusing on the practical applications of their technology and potential business wins. The high off-exchange ratio, again, indicates that a significant portion of today's trading activity is occurring outside the main public exchanges, pointing to more complex trading dynamics, possibly involving institutions or algorithms.
So, a quick summary point for UAVS. Its significant volume spike reflects increased investor interest in the broader commercial drone market's growth, specifically tied to potential catalysts like new product launches or contract wins. It's viewed as a growth play within an emerging industry, with analysts projecting future profitability despite current losses and activity potentially amplified by retail chatter and notable off-exchange trading.
A more established, though still developing, player in the drone sector compared to the highly speculative UMAC.
Finally, rounding out the top 10 list, we're back to cutting-edge biotech, this time focusing on the highly complex and potentially revolutionary field of cell therapy for cancer.
Number 10 on our list, iPSC, Century Therapeutics, Inc.
iPSC saw elevated volume relative to its average today. Over 3.4 million shares traded compared to their average daily volume of 500,000 to 1 million shares.
A significant increase, putting it at roughly 3.4 to 6.8 times its average volume. While less extreme proportionally than some of the smaller biotechs higher on the list, it's still a clear signal of unusual trading interest and heightened attention on this stock today.
The price increase was modest compared to many others on the list, especially given the volume. It closed yesterday at 0.563 cents and is trading around 0.6156 today, a jump of 9.34%.
A smaller percentage gain, particularly from a very low absolute price point, but still notable considering the increase in volume. This could suggest that while there is buying interest driving the volume, there is also significant selling pressure.
Right.
Or that the news or catalyst driving the volume is perceived as less immediately impactful on valuation compared to the massive surges we saw earlier with Inovio or Urogen, perhaps because it's related to earlier stage development or broader sector trends rather than an imminent binary event.
What does Century Therapeutics focus on? The report describes them as a clinical stage biotech company developing allogeneic iPSC-derived cell therapies for cancer.
This is indeed cutting-edge technology.
Mm-hmm.
iPSCs, or induced pluripotent stem cells, are a type of stem cell that can be generated directly from adult cells.
Okay.
The key term here is allogeneic and iPSC-derived. Developing allogeneic, or off-the-shelf, cell therapies from iPSCs for cancer is potentially revolutionary.
Off-the-shelf sounds like a big deal.
It is. Current cell therapies for cancer, like many CAR T cell therapies, are often autologous, meaning they are made from a patient's own cells, making them highly personalized, complex, expensive, and time-consuming to manufacture.
Right, I've heard about that.
An off-the-shelf therapy derived from iPSCs could potentially be manufactured in large batches, stored and administered to any patient, offering a much more accessible and potentially cheaper treatment option if successful. This is a high-potential but technically very challenging area of research.
The catalysts and risk assessment reflect the complex long-term nature of this field. The report states it is highly dependent on successful clinical trials, proving the safety and efficacy of their iPSC-derived therapies, obtaining regulatory approvals, and achieving further breakthroughs in the iPSC technology itself for oncology applications.
Lots of hurdles still.
The probability of going higher is rated medium to high. The suggested holding period is long-term, explicitly stated as 1+ year due to the long development cycles, high risk, high reward.
Developing cell therapies, especially these highly innovative universal ones, is a long, complex, and inherently uncertain process. Clinical trials are lengthy and expensive, and regulatory pathways can be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
However, if they succeed in developing a safe and effective off-the-shelf cancer cell therapy, the potential market and impact would be immense. This explains the long suggested holding period and the explicit high risk, high reward. Framing the payoff could be huge, but the path to get there is long and fraught with potential failure points.
The financials clearly reflect this deep research and development phase common in cutting-edge biotech. Consistently negative EPS, $1.02 this year, $1 next year, with NA for projected EPS over the next 5 years.
Deep in the R&D burn phase.
Sales over the past 5 years are positive at 10.00%, which might indicate some early revenue from research collaborations or partnerships, but they are clearly burning significant cash on research and clinical trials. The analyst target price range, $1 to $3, shows high dispersion.
That high dispersion again, uncertainty.
Indicating significant analyst uncertainty about valuation, but the upper end suggests analysts see considerable upside if their technology proves successful in trials.
This financial picture is typical of a biotech company that is several years away from potential profitability, fully focused on funding its research and clinical trials in a high potential area. The stock price and analyst targets are based entirely on the potential future value of the therapy pipeline, dependent on achieving successful clinical outcomes.
Social media activity is noted as active, with discussions focusing on their pipeline of drug candidates, progress in their clinical trials, and the broader potential of iPSC-derived therapies in oncology.
This activity reflects investor engagement with the scientific and clinical progress of the company. Investors interested in this area are likely closely following trial updates and scientific presentations, understanding that these are the key pieces of information that will determine the future value of the company.
The report notes a 5-8% short float and an off-exchange short volume ratio of 47.29%.
Moderate short interest suggests some level of skepticism or hedging, but it's not as high as companies like Jeg or Fuel Cell Energy.
Nah.
The notable portion of off-exchange volume, again, indicates trading dynamics happening beyond the main public exchanges, suggesting interest from various types of market participants.
So a quick summary point for iPSC. Its unusual volume today points to investor interest and anticipation around developments in the complex and potentially revolutionary field of iPSC-derived cancer cell therapies.
Mm.
It's framed as a long-term, high-risk, high-reward bet on the potential of this cutting-edge technology to deliver a major breakthrough in cancer treatment.
A fascinating company operating at the frontier of medical science, driven by the long-term potential of a transformative technology.
So let's synthesize what we've seen in this deep dive into today's top 10 unusual volume stocks, according to this report. We've covered a fascinating and really quite diverse mix of companies.
Really diverse.
From mining and energy infrastructure to education technology, medical diagnostics, specific disease biotechs, and emerging drone companies.
It's a remarkably varied list, cutting across multiple sectors, but the common thread binding them together is undeniable. Something specific is driving significantly outsized interest and trading volume in each of these stocks today, far beyond their normal activity levels.
Exactly.
That's the core definition of unusual volume.
Yeah. We also observed a strong prevalence of companies with negative current earnings or minimal profitability, especially among the biotechs, battery materials, and drone companies. Yet these stocks are seeing major volume and often significant price jumps.
This strongly reinforces the point that unusual volume, particularly when accompanied by price increases, isn't always about current profitability or established business models.
Right, it's about the future.
On a day like today, for this group of stocks, it's often about perceived future value, the potential for breakthroughs, or the anticipation of imminent catalysts that could dramatically change a company's trajectory. Investors are looking ahead, sometimes years ahead, and placing bets on that future potential.
And it was interesting to note the recurring presence of notable or high short interest in some companies like Chegg and Fuel Cell Energy, and the consistently high off-exchange volume ratios across many on the list.
That high off-exchange volume appearing repeatedly suggests that the unusual activity isn't purely driven by simple buy and sell orders from retail investors on the main public exchanges.
Mm-hmm. More complex dynamics.
It indicates that a significant portion of the trading, including short selling, is happening in venues, or through strategies that add layers of complexity, potentially involving larger institutions, automated trading systems, or hedging strategies that aren't fully visible on the traditional order books. This suggests the picture of today's activity is richer and more complex than just retail speculation.
So what does this deep dive into today's top 10 unusual volume stocks collectively tell us? We've seen a fascinating mix of companies whose trading is being heavily influenced by everything from massive global macroeconomic trends like commodity demand and the clean energy transition to the high-stakes outcomes of potential medical breakthroughs, companies battling disruptive technologies like AI, and pure speculation on early-stage innovative tech in the drone space.
This kind of report and analysis gives you a direct, data-driven peek behind the curtain at precisely where significant market activity and investor attention were concentrated on this specific day.
Mm-hmm.
It vividly highlights that the underlying reasons for that intense interest are incredibly diverse, often tied far more to future potential, anticipated catalysts, and navigating disruptive challenges than to current profits or stable performance.
Understanding why a stock shows up on a list like this, whether it's fundamental global demand for materials, the high-stakes hope for an FDA approval, a company's battle for survival against technological disruption, or pure speculation on the next big thing in an emerging sector is a fundamental step.
Absolutely.
It's how you begin to cut through the overwhelming noise of the market and become genuinely well-informed about the forces driving specific movements.
And as we've emphasized throughout, everything we discussed today came directly from the detailed report highlighting June 6th's unusual trading activity by volume. We didn't bring in outside information or analysis. We focused solely on unpacking and interpreting what was right there in the source data you provided.
Considering the sheer range of companies we covered today, some addressing massive long-term global shifts like the energy transition, others working on highly specific, potentially life-saving medical solutions years away from the market, and still others navigating existential threats from disruptive technology. What does this incredibly diverse list of unusual activity, all happening on the same day, collectively say about the current state of the market?
Yeah, it's a good question. Are investors predominantly chasing established trends with clear tailwinds, placing highly speculative bets on the uncertain future of technology and medicine, or perhaps strategically engaging in a complex mix of both simultaneously?
What stood out to you most from this diverse snapshot of today's market buzz? It certainly gives you a lot to think about how different forces converge to create unusual activity.